The IU School of Medicine is being implicated in the death of at least 116 animals and the injury of dozens more. The animal rights group Stop Animal Exploitation Now, or SAEN, obtained 17 non-compliance reports sent from School of Medicine officials to the National Institute of Health's Office of Laboratory Animal Welfare. The reports range from April 2016 through October of 2017. According to the reports, the animals died due to starvation, dehydration, drowning, suffocation, and botched medical procedures. At least one of the research projects was suspended due to non-sterile surgeries and improper euthanasia. In a statement obtained by WFHB, the IU School of Medicine says that the university is currently in full compliance with national animal welfare guidelines and received clean reports in two recent reviews by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee, or the IACUC. In a letter to the Dean of the School of Medicine, SAEN alleges that this oversight is pointless, as the IACUC is composed primarily of IU employees. The group also argues that the animals discussed in the non-compliance reports, rats and mice, are not actively regulated by the Department of Agriculture, so USDA approval means very little. The IU statement goes on to point out that all of the incidents were self-reported, demonstrating the university's diligence in monitoring and taking corrective actions when necessary. Michael Budke is the executive director of SAEN. He says the university's actions are not an isolated incident and represent a pattern of neglect by researchers.
Internal reports and correspondence which we obtained discussed 116 animal deaths and abuse of many more animals. The animal deaths were caused by everything from starvation and or dehydration to drowning and suffocation. We believe that this is just a pattern of negligence and carelessness on the part of IUSM staff, and we want the administration to launch an investigation to discover the causes of all of these deaths and to terminate any staff that are directly responsible.
Budke and SAEN are also calling for an external independent investigation into the 17 cases.
I think it would be necessary for this to be an independent investigation to avoid the possibility of a whitewash. And I don't think this would be a law enforcement investigation as much as one potentially performed by experts in the field, people from the animal protection community, as well as potentially some people from the research community.
Budke says that SAEN would like to see the university move away from animal testing in laboratories. He says that 3D bioprinting and computer simulations would be preferable alternatives to traditional animal experimentation. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.